Hi, this is for patient John Simpson, D, like Detroit, E-J-O-H-N, last name Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, date of birth 8-3-91, date of accident 6-8-2022, and date of service is 4-22-2024. Mr. John Simpson is a victim of the automobile accident where he was rear-ended as he was sitting as a passenger on the left side, leading to various injuries and symptoms. Symptomatology is an accident happened in 2022 on June 8. However, subsequent to that, he was arrested and incarcerated for more than a year. And he has been recently been released and he wants to continue his treatment that was disrupted. Patient reports of headaches, which are around 7, occupying the front and the back of the head without any TBI symptoms. His mood is a little bit down and he feels depressed and slightly anxious. And some nightmares and panic disorder is reported. Feels suffocated. Neck pain and upper back pain is 8. Left shoulder pain is around 8. With limitation of abduction and forward flexion to 90 degrees. Patient informed that he possibly got 2 epidural injections from Dr. Shukla, for which records are being requested. And he does not have any numbness, tingling of the right or the left hands, as he reported a few days ago. Pain level is from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports no improvement so far. He is suffering from his symptoms. His MRIs are available to be reviewed. Please review the records for ADLs, for the substance abuse, for additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure will be 129/86, pulse 78, pulse ox 98. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 0511-058. For 4/17/2024, only the musculoskeletal examination and extremities examination, along with general review, can be mentioned. Thank you. Question is going to continue all his medication as provided in the last visit, which include Mobic, Flexeril, Tylenol, Codeine for pain, Zoloft, Lyrica, Furoscix. Physical therapy continues. He'll be seen in 3 weeks' time. Thank you.